Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Parks on Tap is at the Horticultural Center this weekend for the Cherry Blossom Festival.
Till Sunday, just a weekend. In and out, short, sweet, to the point.
Listen for what they're serving up and how to get the best selfie.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets amid the cherry blossoms here at the Horticultural Center with Nina Langford, Director of Marketing with FCM Hospitality. And we're talking about Parks on Tap, which opens this weekend here outside in the beautiful, beautiful blossom.
Oh my gosh, it's going to be such an amazing weekend between our food and drinks and the concert series that's going to be happening at the Cherry Blossoms. It's going to be a great weekend.
So this is a tradition that you started doing. How many years now, do you know?
Parks on Tap has been around for a few years before I started with the company.
But here at the Horticultural Center?
It's a rotating. So Parks on Tap is part of the larger initiative where we would travel to different parts of the city. Every year, for the last few years, we've tried to be a part of the Cherry Blossom Festival. Obviously, the last 2 years has been a little difficult with COVID, but this year we're back. The Cherry Blossom Festival is back. So it's my first full one back, and I'm pretty sure it's like four or five for the company.
So they went on a little COVID hiatus.
We did a mini one last year for Cherry Blossom viewing to offer some outdoor options for people stuck inside during COVID. And this year will be the first like full one back with the different entertainment, with the Japanese American Society of Philadelphia, the Greater Philadelphia area, and the Parks Department. It's great.
So describe the setup here. It's fenced in because of the alcohol, right?
Yes. So we are a completely contained beer garden that just happens to be right outside of the Horticulture Center. We offer local brews. Everything's Philly-based. And then we have a limited menu of a bunch of different dietary options, though. So we have vegan, vegetarian, and gluten-free options. We did try to pull some inspiration for the reason for the season right now. So we have a hummus that has some great like edamame in it, some mint. We have a soba noodle salad, which is also vegan as well. But then we have some warmer classics, such as like a hot roast beef sandwich, but that has a white soy pickled onion for a little kick. So it's a great menu overall.
So you're keeping it a Japanese flavor for the, you know, to match the Cherry Blossom Festival here.
Yep. And we still have, you know, we still have classic pretzels. What's a beer garden without a pretzel? Kids hot dogs, all that fun stuff. But we did try to pull some inspiration to make sure you get an overall well-rounded experience when you're down here at the park.
What are some highlights on tap?
So on tap, we do highlight Mainstay Independence. It's right at 901 North Delaware Ave. They're awesome, awesome people. They just bottled the Parks Pale Ale. So if you purchase a Parks Pale Ale, in addition to us donating a portion of our sales back to the Philadelphia Parks and Rec Department, Mainstay will donate additional funds back to the Parks and Rec Department for those beers. It's
awesome. It's a light, crisp beer, and I'm not even a beer drinker, and I like it.
Nice. So who can come here? I know that it's fenced in because you have to be 21 to drink, but you're also offering food for the kids.
Yes. So anyone can come as long as they're accompanied with a legal age parent or guardian and come. So it's a great place for kids to come. We do offer chairs and picnic tables, some lights at night and some shade, but you are more than welcome to bring a blanket. If you want to bring your own chairs, it's whatever makes you feel comfortable, makes us feel comfortable too.
And alcohol has to stay within the perimeter?
Yes, the fun has to stay in our footprint. But when you're in here, we do have our own contained restrooms as well. So you really can come, get your beer garden feel. We have cherry blossoms in our own footprint. Take photos here or have a drink, leave, come back. We're here all weekend.
Food can go out.
Food can go out, yeah.
So if you have a picnic, can you order food here and kind of walk around over to, because there's a, I don't know if people have ever been here. You want to describe what this looks like?
It is just a big mass field. We try not to be too imposing on our footprint, so hopefully you really can't see our fencing from afar because it is green to match the grass. But when you're inside, when you're outside the Horticulture Center, not just for Parks on Tap, it really is stunning. The Parks Department really does a great job keeping this upkept as well. And the cherry blossoms, if you don't know, there's different types of cherry blossoms. Either you can look at from them for different colors or different peak blooms. So Philly is great because we have early blooms, mid blooms is what you're seeing now, but we also have late blooms. So don't let the cold weather from earlier this week make you think you're not going to get good photos this weekend. I promise the photos will be great.
And I have to describe, it's like two rows of cherry blossoms. People do tend to picnic right in the middle. You get people coming in ordering a hot dog. You know, it's hard to feed the kids, I gotta say.
It is hard to feed the kids, and it's hard because you don't realize you want it until you see it.
Or smell it.
Or you smell it, especially when it's like a hot roast pork sandwich or something. I don't care if summer's in a few weeks. It doesn't count. You're outside. Technically, it's exercise. Just go for it. Yeah. So you could definitely grab it to go. It's just, the people do like to picnic underneath the cherry blossoms just because you do have the shade and whatnot. But it's such a vast amount of land here that you really can't get a bad angle. And if you go to parksontap.com, we have directions that'll show you how to get here, where the parking is, but also public transportation. So if you're like, oh, the traffic's too much, we have it right in there. Get on a bus, bike, do whatever, get outside, enjoy the weather while we have it.
So you seem to also know about the blossoms and the trees. How long will they stay in bloom, do you know?
Last year is my first cherry blossom season, and it's just so fascinating. I just kept asking a million questions, so I am by no means an expert. But I do know that the city did plant early blooms, which is what we all saw like 2 weeks ago. These main blooms that you're seeing now will be the cherry blossoms that are similar to like the DC area, which is why when you see the reports of when it's coming, it's just because if you think about climate, we're just a little bit colder. It takes a little bit for us to peak. So we have them, and then we also have late blooms. So you don't have to worry about missing it if you really can't get out this weekend, even though you should. If you need to come a few days later, you'll still have some really great blooms. It's not so good for people like me, if I sound like the nanny, because of pollen, but it is great for people that want to get the good photos.
Right, right. It's a good selfie, a good Instagram shot.
100%. I wear pink every day when I know it's cherry blossom season, because I never know when I get to go and see them. And the angles are right.
Yeah, that's right. It's all about the angles. And we're 2 weeks behind DC as far as the blooms. So right now is when everyone's coming out. And you schedule your pop-up to start at that time.
Exactly. So our pop-up is, we are doing this in conjunction with the Cherry Blossom viewing, like the big festival. So there's going to be 3 days of concerts, all free, and it's all Japanese-inspired entertainment. But the Japanese-American Society of the Greater Philadelphia Area, they have been really great to try to incorporate some local influence. So you're going to see a really awesome hybrid of both, you know, the classical, like Japanese culture, but mixed with some hip-hop, some R&B. So it really will be for all ages in here, and it will be all family friendly as well.
And they're getting food too.
Yeah. So there will be a
food area with different vendors outside of our footprint. But then on the other end of the large fountain, which is what we're next to, so right behind the Horticulture Center, if you go past Parks and past the road, Cherry Blossoms, there will be a big stage where the free concert series will take place at. And hopefully you can come, grab a drink before, grab a bite, go dance. We'll be here when you come back and we'll have some light so you don't have to worry.
So since this is a food segment, do you know what they're setting up food-wise?
I'm not sure, to be honest.
All right, we'll have to ask them.
I know.
But you've got the hot dogs, but you've also got some Japanese-inspired.
Yeah, like the soba noodle salad we did last year. It's so good. It's like a cold noodle salad. And then the hummus, it's with edamame and mint in there. So it's going to be like a nice seasonal like taste, which is great. But I am a sucker for the hot sandwiches. Like, give me a hot roast beef sandwich. I don't care what time of year it is. I just think it's like delicious. But when I bring like my nephews out, like the pickiest eaters of all, I mean, who a kid doesn't love hot dogs? Like, it's just such an easy sell, and it gets them a little bit quiet in the corner, which is good. So my nephew could get his fresh lemonade, and then I can get the hibiscus lemonade, which has vodka in it, and it's a win-win for both of us.
Tell me about the drinks. Lemonades?
Yes.
Spiked lemonade?
So we do have a spiked lemonade, and it is with like, it's hibiscus infused, so it's like, again, take an inspiration.
The flowers, the blossom.
Mm, you know, if it doesn't, again, it doesn't count for calories if it's with the season. But there's this punch, and it's tequila, soju, Saint Germain, green tea, and lemon juice. So, again, trying to take inspiration from Japanese spirits. We just adding a little touch. We don't have a full bar at the pop-up. We do have those two cocktails on tap. So you don't have to worry about one drink being good one time and coming back the next and it's not as good, because we batch it to make sure every drink's a perfect drink.
And until when will you be open out here in the park?
Till Sunday. So
that's just a weekend.
In and out. Short, sweet, to the point. So we are here to support the festival, and then we are going to be waiting to build our next, see where our next pop-up will take us this season.
All right. Nina Langford is the Director of Marketing with FCM Hospitality, and when we're talking about Parks on Tap, one weekend only,
but it's a weekend worth. Come every day. I mean, don't come one time for photos and think that's it. Definitely come, support the arts, support these local businesses, and it's going to be great. And if we can give you a reason to feel good through all the chaos of the world right now, then, you know, we're doing something right.
Thank you so much, Nina.
Thank you.
Happy spring.
Happy spring. Happy selfie time.
I mean, this is the ultimate spring selfie, isn't it?
It really is. It's a great place, honestly, for a first date. We get a lot of them this time of year, which is great. I guess people getting out of their shell. But like I said, it's awesome for families. Or, I mean, we're in Fairmount Park. So you can run, you can bike, you can bring your bikes, and we'll have like racks outside for you to put your bike as well. So if you just have that itch to get out and exercise, it's a perfect way to treat yourself. Why not?
Thanks so much, Nina.
Thanks.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.